Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. So we're focusing on the Lord's Prayer. This is how Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And then in chapter 6, verse 10, your kingdom come. Let's think about that. I know that I am a child of God because of Jesus, and I know that I can call God my Father because of Jesus. Through Jesus, God has established his spiritual kingdom in my heart. I'm a new creation. God has prepared an eternal kingdom called heaven, where I'll live with him forever. Now, I also know that I'm not in heaven yet, right? I live in this world influenced by Satan. I live in a body that is still under the curse of sin. My sinful nature, while redeemed, has not been removed. I'm a child of God and an inhabitant of the world. I am caught in between my eternal future and my temporal present. In the present time, I still struggle with temptation, and I give in to sin more than I'd like to admit. Knowing my state and my struggle, Jesus teaches me to pray for God's kingdom to come. So as I live in this world and am God's child, my prayer is that I look and act more like a child of the kingdom of God than a child of this earthly kingdom. One of these days, this temporal kingdom will be replaced. But for now, I need to pray that God helps me live more like a citizen of heaven. Thy kingdom come, a citizen of heaven than a citizen of earth. So, Father, that's my prayer. Help me to live with the mindset of heaven. Help me shun influences of this earth. May obedience be the consistent pattern of my thoughts, my words, and my actions. By your grace and strength, help me show others just a glimpse of what heaven will be like. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.